T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Maddie and Nick, weekday afternoons 3 to 7 on WAAF. Podcasts are always online and on your schedule at WAAF.com.
Yeah, just heard from Yankee Joe. I'm posting right now as we speak a post on our Instagram page of the photo of his adorable little daughter, little Joe DiMaggio. The bet was the baby would have to wear a Red Sox onesie, and he delivered on the bet, but... Well, go to Maddie Nick WAF on Instagram and see for yourself. I'm about to post it in like 35 seconds. But I want to welcome to the studio one of my favorite characters here on the show. He always has a lesson that we can learn from. And you might know him from the 1980s if you grew up around the same time we did. It's After School Special, George.
Hey, everyone.
Hi,
hey.
Welcome, buddy. How are you?
I've had better days, Maddie.
What do you mean? You seem blue. You seem down.
Yeah, I am a little blue. It turns out jazz choir auditions didn't go as I thought they were.
Jazz choir auditions?
Yeah.
What is jazz choir?
We dance and we sing. Oh, we're supposed to dance and sing, but you know, every time the teacher said go left, I went right. Every time she said go right, go left. And then some jerk in the class goes, "Hey, this isn't ballroom dancing." So it didn't work out as I thought, but you know what, Maddie?
What, buddy?
I think just getting out there and trying, it kind of makes me a winner, doesn't it?
Wow. So I guess you and your jazz choir teacher weren't in tune?
Oh, brother.
I hope there's not a riff between you two.
Oh, Nick. You and your puns, they get me every time.
Oh. Hey, when you didn't make jazz choir, did you call your mom on the saxophone?
Hey, we don't play the instruments. We sing songs and dance at the same time. It's just that I'm not very good at it, turns out.
Hey, don't say that, George. You're good.
Am I?
If you believe you are, right?
I believe I am. Oh. Maddie! Thank you,
I'm just trying
Nick.
To get the spirit of the guy.
You weren't able to get into the choir. I guess you didn't bring it in the right key.
What was that? I think you're making fun of me, which, guess what?
That's bullying.
But that is bullying, and that's not cool.
Yeah, that's a school special, George.
Good to see everyone. Or hear you. Or not hear you, or I'm just talking now.
We're proud of you. We love when you stop by.
That's right.
Learn a lesson.
And there's an After School Special George lesson.
He wasn't a winner, but he's a winner in his own heart. If you'd like to be a winner, call now. 617-931-1AF. The Framingham Ford Studio line is open. You are playing tonight. Or actually, we play on your behalf. All you got to do is sit back and root for us. We are playing on your behalf tonight for Bruins tickets. If you want to go see the Bruins live on the ice in Boston, call right now, 617-931-1AAF. Let's go. 978 text. That after-school special George skit was horrible. Thank you. Exactly. Mission accomplished.
They got it.
The news is constantly changing.
Why the hell aren't I notified about these things?
And in our mission to keep you both entertained and informed,
I got a plan. Might get us both killed, but if it works, it'll be a totally boss story. Cool.
We turn the quiz reins over to a man who, well,
he is the largest, most beautiful man.
Welcome to Kyle's unbelievable news thing. Wait, does that? Never.
All right, Kyle, I'll remind you, everyone, that Kyle's a Yankees fan, so have at it. Boo!
Hey, listen, Maddie, tonight, first time only, George, After School Special George is in studio, the Kippa. Do we make him the lifeline in case anyone needs one, or does he play?
Oh.
I think I'm already, I think we're our lifeline.
Okay.
We're not going to have time for,
okay.
For that many
George,
people.
You are the human lifeline here in case anyone needs you.
Just think of yourself like a human dummy.
Got it. I always like Maddie's idea too if we could use our the person we're playing for as a lifeline too, but I don't think we have the time. But
oh, I look, that was I, a great oh, idea. Look, I just looked up in the big board. It didn't say you were allowed to talk.
Sorry.
All right, let's assign our contestants. First of all, Kyle, Yankees suck.
Hey, Maddie, you know what?
Wow, no response.
Hey, Maddie, can we just be sensitive? Kyle has feelings too.
No, I don't.
Okay, that's true.
He don't. Right, he right. Doesn't have to last night.
Shut
all right, let's randomly assign these people. Let's go, Tony.
They were carterized out of you years ago.
Tony, where are you calling from, Tony?
Ransom, guys. Shower beers and Yankee suck.
Shower hey, beers, boy. Indeed. Tony, you have Nick.
Oh, great. Stiz failed me the last two times.
All right.
Ah, Tony, if I help you win, you got to take me shopping at the outlets, kid.
Beer, I'll take you to the game with me.
Oh, nice.
Oh, wow.
Budding romance. All right.
Mandate.
And James.
You're jealous.
Let's go to James. James, you have Stizzerino.
Shallow beers, everybody.
Shallow beers. James. Stiz has got you. Where are you calling from, James?
Manchester, New Hampshire.
All right.
There we go, baby. True Hampshire.
Stay true.
Right.
All right. Hold on the line, James.
Manch
and,
Vegas. In
oh,
the house.
Show Vegas. Favorite. Look who's popped up in my randomizer here. Shower beers girl. Hello, SBG.
We got to stop meeting like this, you guys.
Aww. No.
Yeah. Oh, right. Like Maddie doesn't slide into your DMs three times a week.
Well,
no one's supposed to know that.
Shower beer girls, you've got me. And I'm on a 2-week win streak. So let's hope we can keep this train rolling. You know what I'm saying, girl?
That's what I'm saying.
All right. Hold on the line.
Love All it. Right. Let's get our music ready. Stanley, shall we?
All right.
Here we go.
We play for you. Go ahead, Kyle.
All right. So, as we all know, the Yankees lost. So, today's theme is loss.
I think it should have been celebration, but okay, it's your quiz.
Yeah, it is my quiz.
Wow. Kitty's wow. Got claws.
So last week, the Bruins also lost. They had their worst opening season opening loss in franchise history. What was the previous record? A, a 3-goal deficit. B, a 4-goal deficit. Or C, a 5-goal deficit.
How much did they lose by this one?
Seven.
To the Caps.
And this broke that record.
This broke that record. So what was the record before? Three four, goals, five. 4 goals, or 5 goals in the loss?
All right. Pens down. Stiz?
I'm going to go with 4.
You know what? Just to make it fun, because I don't really, you know. I'm going to go with A, 3.
I went with the high number, C.
Maddie gets a point.
Woo!
5. Good for Maddie. Shower beers girl is already off to a nice start.
SBG.
Yeah,
spicy mustard.
How you feeling, shower beer girl?
I'm feeling so good about this. I can't wait.
Could you say yeah, Maddie? Could you say yeah, Maddie again? We're gonna save that as a drop.
Yeah, Maddie.
That's a girl.
I'm just trying to picture a starfish puckering.
All right. Let's move on.
All right. So back to baseball. What is the biggest regular season Major League Baseball loss of all time? What team has the biggest regular season loss of all time?
Regular season loss of all time.
The Orioles, the Yankees, or the Mets?
Biggest regular season loss of all time. Orioles, Yankees, or Mets? Is that the order?
That's the order.
The Mets can really suck.
They sure
but
can.
So can Baltimore. That's a tough one.
3.
So can the Yankees,
2,
as they proved last night.
He loses a point.
Whoa. Tied up. I'm going to go with Mets.
I'm going to go with the Yankees.
I'm going to go A, Baltimore.
And he got his 1 point back.
Damn.
Baltimore?
Baltimore.
Damn it.
Ugh.
Maddie out to a 2-0 lead.
No, it's 1. Kyle took a point.
All right.
No, he was being
facetious.
Shower beers, girl. You and I are going to live
All
in
right,
a world
Maddie.
Of loofah ring.
Now he loses 2 points
Sorry.
For that terrible serenade.
Sorry, SBG.
Right, not Lou Ferrigno, Lufa-ing.
Lufa-ing. Lufa-ing.
Lufa-ing.
All right.
All right.
Wait, if Maddie gets this one right and we both get it wrong, Stiz,
we lose.
Correct.
That's it. It's over.
And I have a 3-game winning streak if that happens. Like the Red Sox of this game right now.
All right. Calm down.
Yeah.
All right.
Well, Nick had like a 9-week.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. Nick.
Nah, but you know what? I'm coasting like
two
right
months.
Now.
All right. In 1971, the London Bridge, built in 1831 and disabled in 1967, was reopened in what city? A, Paris, France. B, Lake Havasu City, Arizona. Or C, Dublin, Ireland.
London Bridge. Jeez. All right. So it fell down. And
it was dismantled.
It was dismantled.
Kind of
like
sold,
the Yankee Empire.
Put back up. Yeah.
Dismantled. The Yankees haven't sold anything, okay? We've just given it to the kids.
It's coming.
Yeah, but someone had a tea party last night and dumped your action in the ocean.
Aaron Boone is going to make a great hitting coach for
the Marlins.
All right,
guys. 3, 2.
Hold on. Wait, I need the cities again.
One.
Sorry.
Paris, France.
Yeah.
Lake Havasu City, Arizona. Or Dublin, Ireland.
Aaron Boone, more like Aaron Baboon.
He's no boon to the Yankees.
Good Lord.
All right, I'm going to go with Arizona.
Arizona.
Matthew? Matthias?
Oh, you went Arizona?
I did.
I already wrote down C. I was going to try and piggyback off Nick so that would split the point.
The London Bridge is in Arizona.
Ooh. Hey.
Yeah. All
right, it's 2-1-1. It's 2-1-1. Here we go.
I should have gone over. First question. That was stupid.
All right. So, according to Wikipedia, what is the largest box office bomb of all time? A. King Arthur, Legend of the Sword. B. Sinbad, Legend of the Seven Seas. Or C. John Carter.
I think I know this.
Pluto Nash.
I think I know this.
3, 2.
I always thought it was the Nick.
Pluto Nash is number 10, by the way.
Oh, is it in there?
Yes, yeah. it did make the list.
I'm going to go with John Carter.
Used to be Heaven's Gate, and then I think it was Cutthroat Island, but I believe it is John Carter of Mars.
Oh, John Carter. I was thinking of
John Wick.
I thought of John Wick. I thought he was throwing that in there. I went B.
Sinbad.
It's A, King Arthur, Legend of the Sword.
Really?
$150 million lost at the box office.
Who made that? Who made that pile of trash?
I have no idea.
So it's 2-1-1 still.
I guess it was more like King Arthur.
It was King Arthur.
How many more questions?
Swallowed the sword.
Last one.
All right, so you guys can tie me.
Like, tie you up? Come
here. Wait, now, hold on. It was that movie? That King Arthur movie with Charlie Hunnam? That is the biggest bomb ever? It was so bad. It was so
Guy Ritchie did it, dude. I thought he was good.
It's so ridiculous. It's a guy. It's like it's Lock, Stock, and Two Smoking Swords. It's so bad. It's so bad.
That was a good movie.
I liked Lock, Stock, Two Smoking Barrels. Yeah.
No one said that. I'm just saying it was like Oh my god! He tried to make this like super cool stop motion fast action.
Yeah.
Oh,
not good.
Also, someone just definitely cut Wolfbait in the studio.
It wasn't me.
George.
Brother.
Oh, George.
It wasn't me.
All right,
Kyle, last question.
All right. So last night, WWE SmackDown Live aired its 999th episode.
Crap.
Wait, what?
SmackDown Live from WWE aired its 999th episode.
Well, we can all just use George then.
Got my lifeline.
All right. Yeah, so there was one guy on last night's show who was on the first episode of SmackDown Live.
Whoa.
He lost last night. Who is it? Kurt Angle, The Big Show, or John Cena?
No George.
No George.
That guy was in the first
one. No lifeline in the last
one. First one and last night. Only one guy in the entire company to be on both shows.
And
he lost.
Give him to me again.
Kurt Angle, The Big Show, or John Cena?
3, 2, 1.
All right.
I'm going to go.
Sheesh.
Come on.
I'm going to go with Big Show.
Kurt Angle.
Well, it's the Big Show.
I went
show.
A, Kurt Angle.
Big Show.
Big Show. Oh! I tied! Right. I tied!
Big Show.
Hold on.
And I'm out.
Yeah.
Oh, Tony.
Tony, I'm sorry. Any parting words for Nick?
Yeah, Yankees suck.
Yeah.
Attaboy.
Yeah.
All
thank
right.
you, Tony.
Good job,
yeah,
Tony. All right, so it's down between Stiz and I.
Do you have a tiebreaker?
James.
I don't.
James, how,
yep.
how you feeling? It's a tie between me and Stiz.
I mean, he caught up, so I'm feeling okay.
All right. Are you nervous as if Sale was on the mound and there was two outs and two men on base?
28-3, baby.
All right, hang on.
Okay.
And, shower beer girl, do you still believe in me?
Of course I do, like forever and always.
That's my girl.
There's your spicy mustard.
Well, as proctor of this game, and since I get to decide what our tiebreaker is,
okay,
with today's theme being loss,
okay,
which one of you two has more losses in this game?
Oh, that's not fit. What the hell is one. That?
I have a good
no,
question.
That means that the person with more losses wins today.
Well, George has a tiebreaker.
I have a tiebreaker.
Oh, you have a tiebreaker question?
George
okay.
has a tiebreaker. Here we go.
All right, I tried to give it to Stan.
We were talking about the worst movies of all time and their grosses.
Okay.
Whoever comes closest to this without going over
Shoot.
Is the winner.
I hate these.
How much did the bomb Evan Almighty make domestically?
It was a bomb. Evan Almighty, the God movie.
Yeah, with Steve Carell, the follow-up to Bruce Almighty.
How much did it make domestically?
His wife
total.
Loves it. You know what his wife's favorite movie is? Stomp the Yard. No. What is it? Set It Off.
Set It Off. My wife loves Inner City Youth.
I love
Boys in the Hood.
She does. Great. She does.
How much did it make domestically?
Maddie?
Can't go over. It was a bomb. Lost a lot of money.
Whoever gets closest without going over?
Yep.
Go ahead, Maddie. It's
probably made for $12 million. So I'll say $12 million.
I am going to say $13 million.
He prices righted your ass.
Yeah, he did.
Evan Almighty made $100 million at the box office.
Stan Scriver!
It cost about $250 million.
Wait a second. Wait a second. Who determined that he was going first? That was stupid. I should have thought that. I was going first. Sorry, Shabir, girl. I wasn't concentrating.
Oh, thank you, guys.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Love you. All right, hold on. James.
I'm so sad. I'm going to go strip.
Let's talk to James here.
That was me. That was not me pretending to be
James.
Him. Yes.
Guess what, my friend?
Good job, Georgie.
You have won a pair of tickets to see the Bruins take on Detroit at TD Garden Saturday, October 13th. Get to TD Garden tomorrow. As the Bruins take on Edmonton Oilers, puck drop to 7 p.m. Select tickets still available for the matchup. Visit Ticketmaster.com/Bruins to purchase today. Congratulations, James. Any shout outs in your victory, James, as we go to break here?
No, just a shout out to Stiz for pulling it out.
Love
there it. We go, James. True Hampshire, hold it down.
Hang on the line, baby.
Maddie, a little while ago.
Isn't that blog your friend makes?
What's that?
Adequate Puss.
Close.
Don't do it.
It's about cats.
Adequate Man.
Oh, right. All right.
Yes. So earlier I teased the idea that people only wish they could get in on these post-show, pre-show texts that we have because Diz always oversleeps and then
right.
says, lol, I is so stupid for sleeping.
Right.
WTF, I was in bed. So last night we were going back and forth talking about the Yankees game and coming up with some ideas for today. Little did I realize at this point, Stiz, our producer, who's trying to get a couple of quote-unquote side hustles going just so he can keep up this racket, the charade that is him producing a radio show. If we should have the text line guess. If somebody calls up and guesses what job Stiz legitimately said he would gladly do,
I think
his day rate would start at $200. All right, text in right now.
It was $200 for a week. No, $200 for a month.
$200, well, I may have given it away.
And I
$200 for a visit. Stiz would do this job. For higher end clients, it would be $300.
I give you a kind of
text line 97107.
Deep pull hint. But happy birthday, David Lee Roth. You got that one, Nick? You with me? You with me on that?
Hey, you
keep guessing,
Maddie
Wally GRV.
Generic radio voicemail, the place to tell us whatever's on your mind. And please, after the beep, be anything but generic. Thanks.
You may start your message now.
Tonight, brought to you by our friends at New England Auto and Truck Recycling. They usually sponsor the junk drawer, but we're doing a little GRV tonight at this time because, once again, we're super late. The wonderful people at New England Auto and Truck Recycling, if you're driving a beater, fix it up with Neater.
What the hell are you doing?
I don't know what that was.
Tell JC and the boys that Maddie and Nick sent you. FindUsedParts.com. That's FindUsedParts.com.
4:03 p.m.
Hi, this is Tony from Manhattan. I guess I'm calling to congratulate you guys on a an amazing victory. It wasn't close. It wasn't pretty. It wasn't good for Yankee fans. So I guess congratulations. Thankfully, you guys are two of my favorite people in Boston, so I have that going for me. And thankfully, Fenway is my favorite ballpark, so I have that going for me. Other than that, you can all TFY. You too, Stiz. Especially Stiz.
End of message.
Super agent Tony Burton from New York City.
Oh, boy, Tony, how old was the scotch you sipped when you ate that piece of humble pie?
1:55 p.m.
Well, let's visit with the Stevens resident, shall we? And watch as the little missus gets the young tyke ready for Halloween. Oh, boy.
End of message.
Probably does sound exactly like that.
Dude. The House of Horrors. There is no... By the way, we had somebody guess it. Three guesses in.
Yes.
Somebody guessed it. Now, they didn't guess the exact term. They guessed it in more salacious terms, but
yes.
They're definitely going to get a shout-out.
We're getting them on the phone.
2:34 p.m.
Hey, what up, boys? How about them Red Sox? Kicking some ass. Just got to keep going. Every freaking Yankee fan out there, you guys are a bunch of classless bags, and you can all eat a bag of each and every one of you. I mean that from the bottom of my heart. Go Red Sox. Boom, sauce.
End of message.
That felt like a good old-fashioned GFY hotline message.
Lord Hobo needs to... I know, you know, there are a couple of different quality brands of beer that are served over at Fenway. Lord Hobo needs to get, like, on tap. I need Boom Sauce, or I need at least Glorious. Like, they're excellent Galaxy Pale Ale. Of course.
Flatbread, right?
Yeah, of course they do. But like at Fenway, because imagine
right.
Every time a home run is hit, how about just, you know, we have our boy Tom Draper. Imagine that every time Mookie just jacks one, everybody gets like $2 off their beer, and then you hear this over the PA system.
It's a deep fly ball to center field. It's gone.
Boom sauce.
I think that'd be great. Okay, you guys can all stop now. Somebody has gotten it.
We've got him on the line, too.
Oh, we do?
Yeah, we've got our correct guesser on the line. Sir, on the Framingham Ford studio line, what's your name, or ma'am?
Mike.
Mike, where are you from?
West Roxbury.
Oh, nice.
Of course
beautiful
you are.
West Roxbury. What did you guess that Stiz said he would want to do to make an extra $300 a week?
Lick balloon knots.
Whoa!
No,
he's not going to be one of those puppeteers who makes balloon animals. No. That is a good guess. But what did you guess?
That's what he guessed.
That's right. I'm dead serious. That's what I guessed. You guys texted me.
Exactly what it would be.
No.
A gigolo.
Well, that's a little different.
No, it's not.
Well, he guessed a person would build balloon animals because
right.
We can't do that. But yes. He guessed, we'll give it to you anyway. He guessed
sexual puppeteer.
Gigolo. And that's why I said happy birthday, David.
I want to find older women that need a young buck like myself. You know what I mean?
All right, I just want to point out, other people use the actual word, but I gave it to you, Mike, from West Roxbury, because everyone else, you know, maybe he would want to come over and clean. Maybe he would be a masseuse. Maybe he would be a houseboy. You went straight for the dirty truth, and that's the God's honest. I'm in the middle of a text chain with my buddy on the show and our producer, and he actually says, for starting at 200, I'll be a gigolo, and for certain clients, I'd need 300.
So then,
and I'm thinking, I packed up from New York and came back home for this.
So then, Nick and I start texting him actual people we know who are around that age, photos of them, like real people, and he's like, "Yeah, $400 for that one." It was very progressive of us.
Mike, do you want to shout anything out while we have you?
Yeah, Mike.
Shalbez, I want to say what's up to my girlfriend, Julie, in Dedham.
Maybe right. Julie could be a future client.
No, I don't think so.
Just kidding, brother. All right, thank you. Have a good night.
3:56 p.m.
Hey, since today's mental health day, I just want to say that I'm really worried about my Blake's mental health. He seems to be going off lately. He seems not to be knowing what time, what stuff is supposed to be going on the show, like when a commercial is supposed to go on, or when the GFYs are supposed to happen. His son seems to be better at golf than he is.
Oh!
And worst of all, he sounds like a broken kazoo. Seriously, man. I'm very worried for you.
End of message.
It's a great message from our new program director. He's on his way from Milwaukee.
4:39 p.m.
Maddie and Nick, it's been a great show. This will be the last time that I listen to you before I put a bullet in my head because Stiz, oh boy, has no idea who Van Halen is. Give me a friggin' break.
End of message.
Well, listen, Angry George.
He's young.
If there's someone if there's someone in your life that needs that extra layer of pleasure that is unrequited at this point for just the low sum of $200 plus shipping and handling. Stiz Grimy Gigolo.
That'd be a sweet job,
just
though, right?
A gigolo.
You realize you're not allowed. Well, first of all, you're not allowed to admit to crimes like you did earlier in the show.
That's not a crime.
And second, you can't actually solicit for work as a gigolo.
They did a whole Showtime show about that. Do you remember that?
Yeah. Or Real Sex, is that what it was?
No.
That was on HBO.
Real Sex is always like 55-year-old swingers who shouldn't be naked.
I know, yes. In like Arizona.
Yeah, yes. Right.
And they all just
like
get
sweat
together.
Sweat lodges and stuff.
Yeah, and then you just see everything that just looks like, you know, like upside-down hourglasses that were under a heat lamp.
Yes, yes. Like it's like the mother in Something About Mary.
Exactly.
And she's free sexually.
Right. It's just like
I don't want to watch that.
It's a body made of just like flesh-colored cornhole bags.
Oh, whoa.
The Van Halen brothers were the guitarists.
4:40 p.m.
Running with the devil, baby. The true Van Halen. None of that Van Hagar crap.
Yeah.
Woo!
End of message.
To each his own.
4:57 p.m.
Can't wait for the Astros kick the Red Sox butt.
End of message.
Wow. Can't wait for the Astros to kick the Red Sox's butt.
What's got a... This is the most ridiculous.
Maddie and Nick, thank you for calling our generic radio voicemail. Stay low.
We got to call her Houston Babs.
Radio show.
Barbara from Houston.
Radio show in Boston resigns over savage voicemail.
Tickle his pickle.
Tickle my tush.
Golden showers.
You know what I really liked was the 3 seconds of just dead air.
Jerry Thornton.
Feels like a flying Kansas City.
My I look God. Like the elephant man down
You know
there.
What?
This is a mess. It's a beautiful mess. Kyle's got something to add. Hold on. The song's going.
Kyle?
We're supposed to be in commercials in 7 minutes. You guys haven't been in the top hour yet.
Find the one, mofos.
Again,
don't know where.
No! Speak! No! Slay!
Listen to the earnestness of that.
Oh, my God. You know
your way. I'll go.
Okay. I will leave my wife for you, Valerie! I will leave yoga for you! Oh.
Not goodbye.
Worst episode ever.
Thank you, Nick Stevens, if that's your real name. And young Stiz Grimy.
Why don't you go back to your home on Whore Island?
And he's a loser today, but a winner in our hearts. Yankees suck, Kyle.
Ooh.
Like to thank special guest who called in last minute when I texted him. You can hear him weekend nights, Saturday nights, right here in WAF, 12 to 3 a.m., Eddie Trunk. Sandusky was just misunderstood. Nick Stevens. Let's lose that drop. Tomorrow
That's
on
wicked cocky.
Tomorrow on the program, shirtless comedian Bert Kreischer.
Jet Sneaky Biggs.
Kreischer.
No, I forgot how to pronounce
it. It's Brent Crystals.
No.
No, actually, Brent Crystals is on Friday.
He's having a moment, and he'll be on this show.
Ooh, I can feel a rumble in my sky pants.
And how about a round of applause for the driver of the Flaming Maddie and Nick radio bus, Maddie Blake.
Thank you also to Yankee Joe. And thank you, showerheads. We will do it again tomorrow unless North Korea figures it all out. Until then, stay safe. God bless. It's Maddie and Nick, AF Boston, the only station that really rocks. Talk at you tomorrow. AIDS.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.